the English club Chelsea, he stayed on the podium with the players as they lifted the trophy for the first time. Franco, Ordóñez, and Pierre News, the White House.
Kickoff is set for 3 p.m. Eastern time today. This is NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Dangerously hot conditions are returning to Kansas and much of the central U.S. this week. The National Weather Service is issuing a heat advisory for tomorrow in northeast Kansas that it takes effect late tomorrow morning and runs through tomorrow evening. The heat advisory extends all the way from North and South Dakota through Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, Arkansas, down to Mississippi. High temperatures are expected tomorrow in the upper 90s with heat index values from 105 to 108 degrees. In addition, a number of counties in south central Kansas will fall under an extreme heat watch on Tuesday with heat index readings up to 110 degrees. OSHA, the U.S. Occupational Safety and Health Administration, says that outdoor workers should take frequent rest breaks in shaded or air-conditioned locations and reminds people not to leave children and pets in unattended vehicles. Wichita police stepped up security at a popular shopping mall in response to an anticipated teen takeover yesterday. KWCH reports that the group gatherings are a trend on social media and taking place across the country. After noting social media posts promoting a teen takeover, Wichita police said the anticipated gathering was illegal and they would have an enhanced presence at Town East Square. The Kansas City Royals defeated the San Diego Padres yesterday 6-1. They play their third in the series at 1:10 this afternoon.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Progressive, with small business insurance for protecting a variety of business types with multiple coverage options, designed to fit business owners' needs. More about small business insurance is at progressivecommercial.com.
A warm afternoon for that Royals-Padres game. We're expecting mostly sunny skies today and highs in the lower 90s. There's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-70s. Sunny and hot tomorrow with highs getting all the way up to the upper 90s. It's 82 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
As much as I love Lynyrd Skynyrd, I gotta say I love that version of Freebird. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre, glad to be with you for Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. KPR's Community Spotlight is shining on RCIL, the Independent Center for Independent Living. We'll hear about the work they do coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday.
People with disabilities are charting the map. They're setting the course and priorities and what we're going to work on.
That coming up at 9:35 this morning, a conversation with Dionne Wilson, the Executive Director of RCIL, the Resource Center for Independent Living, in KPR's Community Spotlight.
I'm Windsor Johnston with these headlines.
Dionne Wilson is Executive Director of RCIL, the Resource Center for Independent Living, in KPR's Community Spotlight this month. She talked with me at their office in Topeka. RCIL is based in Osage City with offices in Topeka, Emporia, El Dorado, and Iola. You can find out more about the work they do at rcilinc.org. You can also hear a slightly longer version of our conversation coming up on Prairie Journal at 11 o'clock this morning on KPR 1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2. Also on this week's Prairie Journal, the story of two remarkable Kansas women. One, a Wyandotte woman who became the first Native American woman to argue a case before the U.S. Supreme Court. We'll hear about Lyda Conley and her fight to save a Kansas City cemetery. Also, the story of another remarkable Kansas woman, a Wichita journalist who moved to New York City and published her own magazine, calling attention to the plight of immigrants and the poor. The Queen of Bohemia predicts own death. Gilded Age journalist Zoe Anderson Norris is a new biography about her. We'll have a conversation with the author coming up on Prairie Journal. Again, that's at 11 o'clock this morning on KPR 1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting a donation drive at the Lead Center in Lawrence Tuesday, July 21st from 4 to 7 p.m., accepting gently used stereo equipment, vinyl records, cassette tapes, and musical instruments. Details at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
Mostly sunny skies and warm today with highs in the lower 90s. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. It's 83 degrees in Manhattan, 83 in Emporia, 84 degrees here in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Subaru. Support for NPR comes from this station and from Schwab, where investors have a range of choices to pursue investing goals, from self-directed investing to full-service wealth management, all in one place. More at schwab.com. From DuckDuckGo, a private search engine and browser, DuckDuckGo believes AI should be optional and private. Now with Duck.ai, users can chat privately with AI. Learn more at Duck.ai. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Washing machine, top loading, front loading, which one's best? We'll find out coming up on This Old House Radio Hour, just ahead here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
Mostly sunny and hot today with highs in the lower 90s, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly this afternoon. Even warmer for tomorrow with highs in the upper 90s. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Topeka.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot, how doers get more done. From LAist and APM, American Public Media, it's This Old House Radio Hour. I'm Jen Largess. Front load or top load, the laundry wars are real. And Expert Zero, it's This Old House Radio Hour.
You're listening to This Old House Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, with five locations across eastern Kansas, in Topeka, Osage City, Iola, Emporia, and El Dorado, working to empower persons with disabilities. More at rcilinc.org. You can also find out more about RCIL on the upcoming Prairie Journal. I'm Kay McIntyre. I'll be visiting with their executive director, Dion Wilson. coming up on Prairie Journal at 11 o'clock this morning on Kansas Public Radio.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by 3-Day Blinds. With more than 45 years designing, manufacturing,
it was like an intimidating amount of space. It came with a walk-in closet, which was unprecedented. And I was lulled into some sort of obedience because I was like, okay, I have been officially very blessed and laced with this. Our entire family could have lived in this like one particular bedroom.
That's next on This Old House Radio Hour.
You're listening to This Old House Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for This Old House Radio Hour on KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting a donation drive at the Lead Center in Lawrence, Tuesday, July 21st from 4 to 7 p.m., accepting gently used stereo equipment, vinyl records, cassette tapes, and musical instruments. More details at reader.ku.edu/audio sale. Mostly sunny and warm today with highs getting up to the lower 90s. We do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, so take an umbrella. Be ready. Sunny and hot for tomorrow with highs getting all the way up to the upper 90s. It's 86 degrees in Lawrence.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported.
For the cemetery.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by the Home Depot, helping customers with tools and guidance on any project, from installation to inspiration. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for This Old House Radio Hour on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
I'm Kay McIntyre. We'll have more Prairie Journal coming up right after this. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Prairie Journal on KPR comes from River Rat Print and Skate, a source for custom promotional products such as t-shirts, stickers, and more. Available to discuss print projects in North Lawrence. Quotes online at riverratks.com. No matter how you get KPR, in your car, at your office, at home, on the go, your support ensures KPR will always be your place for news about things that matter to you, whether they happen around the globe or down the street. We never let up in our commitment to serve you, because you matter. Make a difference. Donate now at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks. Today on Prairie Journal, from Kansas to New York City in the...
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We have a very special 105 Live coming up next here on KPR. It's another in our 105 Live concert series from the KU Dole Institute of Politics. This week featuring our very own Nick Carswell on stage with former Kansas Poet Laureate Karen Miriam Goldberg. Nick is a little shy about his appearance on this week's show, but it's a really special collaboration between him and Karen. So stay tuned for that coming up here on KPR. Mostly sunny skies and warm today. Highs in the lower 90s. We do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Again, highs in the lower 90s. For tomorrow, sunny and hot. Highs getting up to the upper 90s with heat index values as high as 108. It's 89 degrees in Lawrence, 88 in Manhattan. This is KPR.